It is time now for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. Talking Chatham County, and we are joined today by Zach Horner of the Chatham News and Record. ChathamNewsRecord.com is their website. Zach, thank you so much for being with us today. How are you?
Doing well, Aaron. Thanks so much. And you played that teacher dedication song ad a little bit earlier. I'm going to dedicate Big Mountains, Baby, I Love Your Way to my wife, who is a teacher in Lee County. No, I'm probably taking advantage of this time, but she's the best teacher there is, and then wanted to take advantage of this time to share that.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. So give us a the rundown on what's going on in Chatham County right now. Obviously, everyone is nationwide still reeling from and responding to the death of George Floyd and thinking about all of the issues that that raises. I say everyone is doing those things. Everyone should be doing those things. I don't think everyone necessarily is, but certainly the the issues are out there. How is Chatham County responding?
Definitely. So I was yesterday, I stopped by the traffic circle in downtown Pittsburgh, where not a couple months ago, it seems, there were protesters on either side of the Confederate monument issue. And yesterday I went by around noon, and there were about 100 young people that were Black, white, Hispanic, a real diverse crowd that were protesting, that were chanting things like Black Lives Matter. Say his name, George Floyd, say her name, Sandra Bland, things like that. And, you know, I hearken back to, this was probably 2 or 3 years ago, after one of the many school shootings and a lot of the walkouts across the country at high schools. This reminded me of that, of young people saying, well, we have a voice, and obviously they're not in school right now because of COVID, but there were several of them that I heard stayed late into the afternoon and were there earlier in the morning. So that's kind of the biggest thing right now, is that we've seen at least a particular instance in Chatham County of young people standing up and making their voices heard. We've got some great photos that are going to run in this week's paper. So a plug for that if you weren't there. And I took a couple videos that are on my Twitter at Zach Horner CNR. That you guys can check out. So that's one thing. The three law enforcement agencies in Chatham have also released statements, as many have, to the Chatham County Sheriff's Office, Pittsburgh Police Department, and Siler City Police Department have all shared things. Roundly condemning what happens, roundly saying, you know, this is not what law enforcement should do or should be doing, and we're not going to do that. That's not how we want to operate. And so, for instance, Siler City Police Chief Mike Wagner said, you know, what happened was, quote, deeply disturbing to the Siler City Police Department. And the actions of the officers involved lacked the basic respect for human life, dignity, and were without merit. So that's been kind of the vibe around Chatham, is pretty straightforward. And I think we've seen a lot in this case. Most of what I've seen is people saying that what happened was not correct. What happened was not right, and that's been, that hasn't always been the case in these situations. So definitely in this situation, Chatham County has been roundly, obviously opposed to what happened, and has led to even the youngest, well, some of the youngest among us speaking out and making their voices heard.
Do you see, and sort of following up on that, do you see the conversation changing in a meaningful way around the kind of underlying systemic issues, not just the particular thing that happened?
Well, I think Chatham County has always, even, you know, since I've been there, you know, in the last year and 2 or 3 months or so, has been a very progressive county, where, you know, for the most part, a lot of people have already been having these conversations. I'm pretty sure last year at some point you had my boss on to talk about his lynching story and about how there were a group of individuals wanting to put some kind of lynching memorial together, or at least had something to remember the people in Chatham County, the Black people in Chatham County who had been lynched. So this is something that a lot of people had already, the systemic issues were already under the microscope in a lot of ways. And I think that's just kind of, it almost kind of par for the course for Chatham County. You don't want to do something or at least want to have conversation on this. Obviously not everybody, but there are a lot of people in Chattanooga. This was already on their mind. This is something that, is part of what they do.
This is an issue, obviously, nationally, but it also manifests itself in pretty much every local community in America and local police departments and sheriff's offices in particular. What has been the conversation specifically with regard to race and policing in Chatham?
Yeah, well, I think it's still early days, and we haven't had any major incidents of this kind of violence, and then haven't had any major protests or riots like there have been in Raleigh and Charlotte. So that kind of conversation and more aggressive kind of in-your-face conversation hasn't happened yet. But everything we've heard so far from law enforcement, like I said earlier, is that, we stand against this, and we are already doing and will continue to do everything in our power to not let this happen, to train our officers a certain way. And again, it's still early. Haven't had too many in-depth conversations yet, but the early indication is they're aware of this being an issue and want to make a difference.
Well, what was the conversation before any of this happened, though?
Yeah, I think before, like I said, I think we, to my knowledge, there hadn't been any kind of incidents like this. And so the conversation was already one of trying to heighten the importance of equality and of justice. Again, talked about, the county just went through a significant conversation around equality and race with the Confederate monument. And I think in that situation, if you had to say it's a winner-loser situation, the side of equality and justice and racial equity kind of won, I guess. And so Chatham was kind of already been having these conversations on a broader scale, and also particularly to the Confederate monument. So, like I said earlier, this is just the next step in that process. This goes right along with where Chatham has been, at least in kind of the general consensus conversation. I haven't seen anything really in looking at things on social media and email forums, things like that, of people saying what happened, was appropriate, or that the officer acted. Normally it's all been very roundly against what happened.
Speaking with Zach Horner again, ChathamNewsRecord.com is the website for more local news from Chatham County, and talking today about the local response to George Floyd and, of course, the underlying issues behind it. Certainly, there have been a lot of, and this is an understatement, there have been a lot of demonstrations across the country in the last couple of weeks. And one of the really striking things that we have seen images of in those demonstrations, and this has happened multiple times all across the country, is journalists, members of the media, who are there in the midst of it, just doing their jobs reporting on it, not just getting injured, but in a number of cases. And again, this is not just a one-time thing, but this has happened multiple times across the country, seemingly being targeted by police officers who were trying to respond to the situation, and doing it in a way that certainly very strongly seems to target journalists, I think is the most charitable way of putting it. As a journalist, how do you respond to that? How do you think about that?
Well, I think, before getting into this, I want to say that this journalists going into dangerous situations is nothing new. You think about the days of the Iraq War, and at least in my lifetime, this obviously happened many times before, but of journalists embedding with groups of soldiers and facing that kind of violence and danger, and of all the journalists killed in various countries in various ways over the years. So this going into danger is not something that's new to the media. It's our job to report what's going on, and particularly when it comes to something of this national significance, of a repeated event that seems to affect a certain group of people, over and over, and the response to that is obviously newsworthy. So yeah, it's part of what we do. It's not all of what we do, and it doesn't happen every day, at least here in North Carolina. But I would just point to, I've been seeing a lot of tweets over the last couple of days of reporters sharing their experiences. There's one from Will Dorn of the News and Observer, who I actually used to work at the same paper as him at different times, but this is from Sunday, a really early Sunday morning after the Saturday protests in Raleigh. He said, "Pretty sure all of us got tear gas. Those of us who didn't get shot with rubber bullets were lucky." There's been the reports of others in Minnesota that have reporters that have been shot with non-lethal projectiles or been tear gassed. If you want a good look at what that's looked like, check out the Twitter feed of Melanie Sill, M-E-L-A-N-I-E-S-I-L-L. Used to be the editor at the News and Observer, now works in supporting local news. She's been retweeting and tweeting a lot of images and tweets of reporters being, like you said, being targeted or being impacted by actions of police or other protesters. A reporter for the Fayetteville Observer, photographer and reporter for the Fayetteville Observer, Paul Wolverton. He was at a protest on Saturday night in Fayetteville, and some looters intentionally targeted him. And he wrote, "Got a knot on my head, scrapes, bruises from head to foot, and a concussion. I am told that I was kicked and punched, but don't remember that." So again, this is part of our job. This is just what we do, because someone has to be there and someone has to be reporting on what's going on. This has been the job of the press, the media, since that the institution of the newspaper was invented. And it's what we do, but it comes with some danger every once in a while.
Speaking with Zach Horner again, ChathamNewsRecord.com, the website for more local news. Got to wrap up, but other news going on that folks should know about in Chatham County that they can read about in the paper?
Definitely. I think we're still seeing cases of COVID-19 come across the wire. It's smaller doses nowadays, but still something that I know public health officials are keeping their eye on and the county's keeping their eye on. Other than that, it's summer, and I think also working on, what does this mean for students who are heading into graduation? We've had a series of stories talking to seniors who have had the weirdest senior year of all time, and how they felt of, what their last year of high school looks like. I'm doing a story for next week on what are high schools doing for graduation? How are they approaching this, and how is it different? As always, as you are so graciously point out every time, check out ChathamNewsRecord.com for the latest from us, and follow us on social media networks. So I could go into each individual story, but we don't got time for that. So
awesome. Again,
start with those little teasers and let them hang out there.
All right. Again, ChathamNewsRecord.com for more information. Zachary Horner, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. Have a good one.